present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show in which laughter follows fun as sure as night follows dawn. You join us today in the splendid Liverpool Playhouse. Liverpool is a fine old city whose linguistic derivation is an interesting one. Apparently it takes its name from two old English words meaning boggy water. The town is first mentioned in the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle when King Edmund sailed up a creek of the Mersey and discovered muddy pools. Who went on to become one of the greatest blues guitarists of the 19th century. Let's meet the teams. They're four performers who I first knew as hopeless beginners, barely able to string a joke together. And I can honestly say that success hasn't changed them at all. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Incidentally, exciting news. Samantha tells me she's expecting a visit from a film producer in her dressing room after the show. With news of a part he's been holding for her. He seems sure she's going to make it big. Our first round is called Chat-Up Lines. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some chat-up lines for use by the senior citizen. Barry, will you start, please?
Oh, I see your glass is empty. Do you mind if I put my teeth in?
I say, baby, let's lock Zimmer frames and rattle till we drop.
Graham?
Hello. Who am I?
Tim.
No, that's a war wound. Fancy a Horlicks?
How's your back?
Is that your colostomy bag, or are you just pleased to see me?
Your sheltered accommodation or mine?
I could take you to a hip joint.
I want to put my tongue in your ear. Take your deaf aid out.
I want to run my fingers through your hair, so pass it over.
Now it's time to play a popular round called Pick Up Song, in which our teams take it in turns to sing along to some of my favourite gramophone records. At a given point, DJ Samantha will turn down the volume. Not easy, as she isn't used to turning things down. If when the disc returns, teams, you're within a... the Guardian sub-editor wrote this. It says a giant's crotchet. If when the disc returns, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I shall be awarding points, and points, as every school child knows, means prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Bring back the cane, I say. This prize, this week's prize is something so comfortable to sit on, it'll make you feel like royalty. It's the Parker Bowles recliner. Okay, Barry, I'd like you to start by accompanying Chuck Berry singing No Particular Place to Go.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. Stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
He's over 60 now, you know.
Riding along in my automobile, was anxious to tell her the way I feel.
He wasn't at the beginning.
So I told her, stop it, dear. Angelina whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Oh, man.
It was Jan's crotchet after all. Your turn, Willie. I'd like you to accompany Buddy Holly singing Raining in My Heart.
The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view. But it's, where have you gone? Raining. Raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today. He doesn't know you've gone away. And it's raining. Raining in my heart. Oh, misery. Misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show.
I tell my
Okay, Graham, would you please accompany Los Del Rio singing Macarena? Thank you. No.
Madams, they call me Macarena, and the boys, they say, que es de buena. They all want me, they can't have me, so they all come and dance beside me. Move with me, chant with me, and if you're good, I'll take you home with me. Ooh, I'll get you a brother, you Macarena. Call the buena. Ooh, Leonte, I call me Lula Macarena. Hey, Macarena. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Hey, Macarena. Now don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Vitorino. I don't want him, couldn't stand him. He was no good, so I ha 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 ha. Now come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of town and his two friends were so fine. Oh, Leah, look, I want to pour a Macarena.
Never mind. Finally, Tim, I'd like you now, please, to accompany Liam Gallagher of the rock combo Oasis singing Don't Look Back in Anger.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you'd never seen all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. So I start a revolution from my bed, 'cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, a summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't ever gonna burn my heart out.
Sit down, Miss Patsy.
Tune coming up. And so Sally can wait. She knows it's too late. As we're walking on by. Oh, just
my
wretchedness.
God.
How those boys do it every night, I don't know. And sing.
Okay, the next round is called Sound Charades, and it's based on that wonderful old parlor game, Charades. In our version, the teams will take it in turns to enact the title of a well-known film, book, or TV program for the opposing team to guess. And since we're on the radio, they'll be using a form of verbal miming and linguistic interplay known as speaking. So, Tim and Willie, you're to start. Your title is now going to be relayed to our theatre audience via the digital interface, multi-screen, sensor-round projection system, so generously funded by our hosts. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Simpsons. The Simpsons.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham, and off you go, Tim and Willie.
Okay, this is two words. It's a television program, and it starts like this.
Surely she's not going to marry that dysfunctional, upper-class, chinless wonder from London, England land. What, I ask you, was the matter with Gromit?
Cracking cheese, Wallace. What a giveaway!
At the end.
Not Wallace and Gromit, but...
No.
No, the Odd Couple is three words.
Chinless?
Chin...
What are they? They're puppets?
No, they're not, you silly clapper.
Cartoons.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is one of the two words cartoon?
No.
No. It's not Potter's Wheel either.
Wallace could be a clue.
That was another headline from The Guardian. It was Edward VIII to marry Wallace Sampson.
Was that a clue?
No, not much of one.
Two words.
Two words.
Not a king's story, that's three.
Well, he took her name. Does that describe it to...
The Simpsons.
God, that was painful. It's your turn, Barry and Graham. Now, your title's being displayed on the projection screen, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Wind in the Willows. Wind in the Willows.
What is it? What is it?
A
film, a book?
It's
or
a film.
What?
It's four words.
And a book.
And been a play in its time, I remember.
And four words and a book.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a cricket bat, please.
A cricket bat? We have a very wide selection here, as you can see. I'm serving a customer in here. Sorry about that, sir. Perhaps I can show you some... Reg! Can't you go outside or something? Do apologise, sir. Here we are. Now, look at this one, sir. Here we've got the Compton Classic. Reg, if you don't stop that, I'm going to come up and take that trombone away from you.
The end.
Off you go, Timmy Willie. Go on.
Bats in the belfry or something. That's it.
Trombone in the willows.
Bats. Yes, that's it.
You're so close.
Trombone in the...
Could belfry. It be possibly Wind in the Willows? Right? Oh.
Okay. As we're about halfway through the show, the theatre management have asked me to pass on this message to our audience. Anyone wishing to avoid the crowds when leaving, please try to wait till the end of the show.
Thank you.
Time now for the next round. Teams, I'd like you please to suggest some of our more traditional sayings and proverbs that might usefully be adapted to suit certain foreign countries. We're going to start with you, Tim.
Spain. There are plenty more fish in your sea.
Sweden. A soft voice turneth away wrath. But talk like this and they'll piss themselves.
Willie?
From Italy, accidents will happen in the best regulated families in Sicily.
And in Russia, they say, don't put new wine into old Boris.
Holland, if the cap fits, you're safe.
In Japan, they say, get rid of the scavenging birds before you bring the harvest in. Rook before you reap.
In France, they say Le Pen is mightier than President Chirac.
In Eastern Europe, they say you can't bloody get out of Estonia.
Australia, love is blind, so brace yourself, Sheila.
Right, it's now time to play that old favourite, Spot the Ostrich.
Oh.
This is a particular favourite of Barry's, and he's been nagging me for years to play the game on the programme. Teams, you already have your safety helmets and feather dusters. So... lights out, please, and... Samantha, open the cage.
Spotted it!
Well done, Barry.
I must admit, I have played it before. But...
the next round is our regular poetry spot. Our teams, there's nothing that truly beats a great rhyme, as once I thought reading a sonnet from the page that had it on it. This week, our featured verse is the five-line nonsense poem, taking its name from Ireland's unofficial nonsense capital, Liverpool. Or, as it's often known, the limerick. Teams, I shall furnish you each with a fruitful first line, which I'd like you to complete in limerick form, taking one line each. We're going to start with you, Willie. I once had a blind date with Scylla.
I once had a blind date with Scylla. I took her to watch Aston Villa.
She sang to the crowd.
And she sang very loud.
And that's why they threatened to kill her.
Okay, your turn, Graham. I once had a trial with Bill Shankly.
At the end, he just looked at me blankly.
said, "You're no Roger Hunt."
In fact, I'll be blunt.
You're absolute rubbish, quite frankly.
Okay, Barry, here's yours. We went to a show with Ken Dodd.
We went to a show with Ken Dodd. The usherette said, "Oh, my God."
"He'll go on for years."
"And he's bound to sing Tears."
"When he finishes, give us a prod."
Finally, Tim, here's yours. Out drinking with Bruce Grobbelaar.
He paid with some cash from a jar.
He said, "See, I saved this."
So I gave him a kiss.
And he tipped himself over the bar.
Okay, moving on. We now come to a long-forgotten musical round called Cyril, which involves singing the words of a given song, but in reverse order. They call it Cyril because, rather cleverly, this is lyrics spelt backwards. The idea to revive this old classic came to me suddenly one day as I was walking through Finsbury Park, or as Cyril players know it, Crappy Rubsniff. So, teams. Thinking caps on backwards, please, because I'd like you to sing along in reverse to the piano accompaniment of Les Nillock. The artist formerly known as Colin Sell. You know, I was interested to learn recently that Colin doesn't just play the piano. In fact, I have a letter here which says he's recently become very handy on the sax. That's signed by the Haringey Council Waste Disposal Department. Right, Tim and Willie, you're to start. I'd like to hear from you a backwards rendition of the duet, "A, You're Adorable."
Adorable, you're A.
Beautiful, so you're B.
Charms of full cutie, A, you're C.
And darling, A, you're D.
Exciting, you're E.
Arms, mind, feather, A, you're F, and...
Me too, good look, you G.
Heavenly, so you're H.
Idolize, I won your I.
Jill and Jack like we're J.
Kissable, so you're K.
Eyes, you're in line, love, thee is L. Day all on go, go. Could we O N M? Okay, you're speaking alphabetically. T S R Q, bomb. Complete life, my make you sweet, very your means B, Z, Y, X, U, double. You with alphabet, the low one or two fun is me to mean you what you tell to.
That's the first time I've liked that song. Your turn, Barry and Graham. Your backward song is Anything You Can Do.
Better do can I, can you anything? You then better anything do can I.
Can't you know?
Can I, yes.
Can't you know?
Can I, yes.
Can't you know?
Can I, yes. Can I, yes.
You then greater, I'm later or sooner. Greater be, can I be, can you anything?
Not your no.
Am I, yes.
Not your no.
Am I, yes.
Not your no.
Am I, yes. Am I, yes. Partridge single A with partridge A shoot can I.
Arrow and bow A with sparrow A get can I.
Cheese and bread on live can I.
That that on only and?
Yes.
Rat-a-can-so.
Can you note any?
You then hire anything, sing, can I?
Can't you know?
Can I, yes?
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 Can't you know?
That's very nearly all we've got time for, in fact, but there is just long enough, I think, to play a round called TV Seasons. This round was inspired by those themed Channel 4 seasons that tackle taboo subjects. Explicit programs have recently included drug abuse, weird culty religions, and non-stop kinky sex. And that's just one episode of Brookside. Teams, I'd like you please to come up with some suggestions for the titles of challenging films and other programs likely to fill a late-night Channel 4 season on the subject of gardening. Willie, will you start, please?
The Great Train Shrubbery.
Privets on Parade.
Starring Petunia Clark and Robbie Coltrane.
Lawn Green, Patrick Moore, Claire Bloom and Kate Bush. Not to mention Graham Garden.
Hello, Collie.
Back to the Future.
Laurel and Hardy Perennials.
The compost man always rings twice.
And,
grow bag in anger.
Bring me the hedge of Alfredo Garcia.
Well, as the fluff ball of time pops out of the navel of destiny... and the nylon underpants of fate ride uncomfortably up the cleft of despair. I notice we've come to the end of another programme. So from Samantha, the teams, myself and the good people of Liverpool, goodbye.
Timbrook Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.